This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One day closer to the election.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump getting out of their comfort zones. Trump on Univision, Harris on Fox News, separating herself from President Biden.
My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
In a Trump town hall on Univision, a voter pointing to Trump's false claims of Haitian migrants eating pets, asking Trump if he truly believes it happened.
I was just saying what was reported. That's been reported. And eating other things, too.
Trump doubling down on calling Democrats the enemy within.
ABC's Perry Russum. An Atlanta judge ruled that seven new election rules approved by the Republican-dominated state election board are illegal, unconstitutional, and declared them void. Alabama federal judge Anna Monasco, a Trump appointee, stopped what that state's program that made thousands of illegal legal voters inactive. This is ABC News. A group of journalism funders trying to reduce the number of news deserts in the U.S., areas with no local radio, TV, or newspaper. The organization Press Forward says it'll issue $20 million in grants to 205 small local news outlets across the U.S., double what it intended to do when it first sought applicants. It was a tough job getting at the 1924 time capsule and its contents, but it's now on display at the National World War I Museum in Kansas City.
Inside the time capsule, inside Kansas City's Liberty Memorial Tower, was a letter from President Calvin Coolidge. World War I Museum Chief Curator Christopher Warren.
They did a remarkably good job at preserving all the documents and photographs.
Crews had to drill through 18 inches of concrete and limestone to get to the metal box. There was 1920s-era nitrate movie film that, as it deteriorates, can be highly flammable. So the police department bomb squad was on hand. Luckily, no explosion nor fire.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. football, Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies overhead during the overnight, light south winds. Temperatures near freezing as we start your Thursday. A nice recovery, though, for Thursday afternoon. Sunshine, breezy south winds up around 25. Highs in the mid-60s. On Friday, sunshine near 70. It's 30 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we make our popcorn pick of the week with the help of Eric Hulse of Colonel Popcorn in the Wisconsin Dells. And mafia expert Robert Dennis joins the show to talk mob movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a heads up, by the way, in the third hour of our program, Ali Velshi, MSNBC's Ali Velshi, who has to our program on the weekends on MSNBC, just an absolutely great program, will be with us for the hour. He's going to be taking some of your calls. We'll be talking, and he'll be taking calls. Just FYI, and as always, when we have members of Congress on or guests who take calls from listeners, our you may only make one call a week rule gets suspended for, you know, if you've already called in but you want to call in to the guest, we hold that rule in abeyance, as it were. So just FYI. All that said, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about weaponizing words. And, you know, I've talked about this before on this program, so I'm not going to, you know, dwell on it at great length. But, you know, back in the 50s, Joe McCarthy had this shtick of don't say Democratic Party, instead say Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. And, of course, the Democrat Party slur goes back to the Civil War, but it really had pretty much died out until Joe McCarthy revived it in the 1950s. And, you know, he was on TV literally every day for 2 months with his hearings, his House Un-American Activities Committee or the Army McCarthy hearings or whatever they were called. And he would constantly refer to it as the Democrat Party. And he was principally going after gays and communists. Those were his two enemies, as it were. Gay men and communists, and he was finding them everywhere, which was particularly ironic given that his partner in crime was Roy Cohn, who himself was a gay man who died of AIDS. But Roy Cohn was perfectly happy to destroy gay men if it meant more political power for his buddy Joe McCarthy, which was really a tragedy. But back in 1956, Dwight Eisenhower, this was the same year that McCarthy was doing this stuff, spoke to a group of Republican women and in Washington, D.C., and he said, if a political party does not have its foundation in the determination to advance a cause that is right and that is moral, then it is not a political party. It is merely a conspiracy to seize power. And the argument that I'm making is that that is now the Republican Party, that it's really not a legitimate political party any longer. Two things that I, you know, obviously the lack of policy and, you know, the promotion of racism and all these things, I think, you know, give some cogency to that argument. But beyond that, I would say that people like, you know, this notorious South Carolina racist Nancy Mace, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, going on Fox so-called News and actually it was on CNN, and intentionally mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name, just like Donald Trump, intentionally mispronounces his name, her name, excuse me. And when Nancy Mace was called on this by one of the panelists on CNN, on this panel that she was part of, she snapped back and said, I'll pronounce her name any way I want. And, of course, I suppose that's your right, but the person who called her out on it, you know, followed up and said, well, you know, this is pretty racist of you, isn't it? Or words to that effect. And, of course, it is. But here we have Republicans who refuse to refer to the Democratic Party by its actual name, and instead call it the Democrat Party, something that literally does not exist. There is no Democrat Party in America. And who refer to Kamala Harris with a series of mispronunciations of her first name that are designed to, I would argue, amplify her difference, shall we say, from, you know, white European, ethnically European Americans. Have you noticed that she's got a funny first name? Have you noticed that her skin is a little browner than the white people? There must be something going on here. I mean, you know, this is basically the message that Nancy Mace was trying to convey. It's the message that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are trying to convey. We saw J.D. Vance, you know, along these same lines a couple of days ago, talking about how his wife has three children, and she's not converted from Hinduism to Catholicism, and he seems to be quite unhappy about that, although she will go to the Catholic Church with him and the kids. So it's like, really? He doesn't have kids? His wife has three kids? It's just these weird notions of the world and how it works that we're seeing in the GOP. But this particular thing, I think, is particularly pernicious. A Democrat Party is a slur. Mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name is a slur. When a political party, and, you know, I mean, if this was just an occasional thing or just some, you know, rando, I wouldn't be talking like this. But you can watch Fox News for any random 15 minutes, and you will hear the Democrat Party slur over and over and over again, and you will hear Kamala Harris's name mispronounced over and over again. And these people know better. They know exactly what they're doing. And I don't hear Democrats slurring the Republican Party. We're not calling them the repukes or the repubes or the, you know, I mean, I've seen these things. They tend to pop up a lot over Democratic underground where there's some pretty uninhibited people. God bless them. But, you know, generally speaking, you will never hear a Democratic politician mispronouncing the name of a Republican politician or misnaming the Republican Party. Because the Democratic Party is a serious political party. It's a real political party. They actually care about the outcome of what they're doing. They have real policy proposals. And the Republican Party has become, you know, to paraphrase Dwight Eisenhower, merely a conspiracy to seize power. And I would add, to seize wealth. And so I wanted to put that marker down. And in my article, I wrap it up by saying, you know, the media really needs to start calling this stuff out. These people have been getting away with this for decades, to the point where occasionally the New York Times will even refer to the Democrat Party. I mean, I caught that a couple of months ago in an article where some writer in the New York Times, and it wasn't an op-ed writer, it was a reporter, said something about the Democrat Party. There's no such thing. It's a slur. It's a Joe McCarthy slur. So, hey, get with the program, would you? And we need to, you and I need to be calling out the media when they use these kinds of slurs. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, voting rights groups are sounding the alarm. College students in Wisconsin are getting threatening text messages. Warning, violating Wisconsin statutes 12.13 and 6.18 may result in fines up to $10,000 or 3.5 years in prison. Don't vote in a state where you're not eligible. Right, which causes these students to go, well, I live here, I go to college here, I am registered to vote here, but maybe I'm not, maybe I shouldn't vote. Uh-oh. And why are Republicans doing this? Because they know that students are more likely to vote for Democrats. It's just more evidence that the GOP knows that the only way they can win an election is by cheating. They have to suppress the vote in order to win. They're knocking people off the voting rolls left and right. Literally 10 million people knocked off the voting rolls over the last, 4 or 5 years nationwide. And this election probably worse than any before. And then you've got this kind of stuff. Now, this is a crime. And kind of the good news is, and this is a crime that's been reported to the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, and also to the Wisconsin equivalent of the FBI. And there have been criminals who've gone to jail for this or had to pay fines. Doug Mackey, who is a far-right social influencer, went by the name of Ricky Vaughn. He went to jail over a 2016 scheme to tell black voters that they could cast their ballots for Hillary Clinton by email or by text message, excuse me. And Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman agreed to pay a $1.2 million fine for an illegal robocall scheme that warned black voters in the Midwest that voting could reactivate outstanding warrants and debt collection against them. So expect to see more of this kind of thing, because this is what Republicans do. They can't win on the issues. They don't want to talk about the issues, as we saw last night with Colin Allred just basically peeling the bark off Ted Cruz and then stomping on his as he was down on his poor pathetic body, poor whiny Ted. That was an amazing debate. But anyhow, just some thoughts. I'll be right back with more on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We'll be right back at 16 minutes past the hour. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Pooh and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans. America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. And that's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom from Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom from Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Democrat Party, they say with a sneer. Mispronounced Kamala, hope and no fear. It's not just a game, it's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds in our trust. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words, tearing us apart. In every sentence, they poison the heart.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Farm bill politics. This is fascinating. This is from farmanddairy.com. You know, basically a magazine, an online magazine for farmers. And this year, like last year, I'm quoting from the article, is a farm bill year. And this year, like last year, probably won't deliver any farm bill. Congressional Republicans aren't interested in passing any bipartisan farm and food assistance bill when they believe a delay might deliver a GOP-controlled House, Senate, and White House. And then they get into Project 2025 and what Project 2025 wants to do with the farm bill. And basically what it wants to do is rip out of the farm bill. Well, here, I'll just read it. This is from Project 2025. Separate the agricultural provisions of the farm bill from the nutrition provisions. Agricultural programs should be considered separate legislation distinct from food stamps and the nutrition part of the farm bill, because when it comes to American agriculture and welfare programs, they deserve sound policy debates, not political tactics. They also want the elimination of the Conservation Reserve Program, and they want to eliminate or reform dietary guidelines. They want to repeal the two principal crop insurance programs used by most farmers, the Agricultural Risk Coverage and the Price Loss Coverage Program, the twin pillars of U.S. farm policy. And they say Congress should prohibit farmers from receiving an ARC or PLC payment the same year they receive a crop insurance indemnity. Bottom line here, Republicans are going to fight. It looks like they're not going to pass a farm bill at all this year, or at least they'll just continue 2018's, you know, as part of a continuing resolution, because they don't want, you know, school lunch programs. They don't want food stamp programs. They don't want women and infants, women with infant children programs. They don't, you know, anything that's going to provide food. These are all packaged into the farm bill along with, you know, support for farmers. The only part of the farm bill where I actually agree with Project 2025 is doing away with the subsidy for high fructose corn syrup. You know, it's like, that's like the subsidy for the oil industry. You know, it's making us obese, and it's bad stuff, in my opinion. So I think I'm going to sneeze in a second, so just heads up. Ghosts are scary. Republicans, more so. Hang on just a second. I'm going to sneeze again. This is a fascinating new study from realestatewitch.com. Jamie Dunaway Seal wrote about this and sent me an email about it this morning, and I thought it was just fascinating. They did a survey, this group, of 1,000 Americans to discover whether or not people were willing to buy a haunted house, or what people felt or thought when they had lived in what they thought was a haunted house. And what they found was really interesting. 42% of Americans would rather live in a haunted house than live next door to outspoken Republicans. Let that sink in for a minute. 42% of Americans would rather live in a haunted house than live next door to Republicans. Now, let's look at what happens when people buy haunted houses. This is how bad it is. Living in a haunted house can cause emotional distress. 65% of haunted homeowners say they feel stressed in their home. 82% of homeowners of Americans say they'd only offer below market value on a haunted house. 43% said they'd offer at least $50,000 below asking price on a haunted house. And keep in mind, these people would rather live in a haunted house than next door to Republicans. So what are Republicans doing to housing values? I mean, you know, if you're selling your house and you've got Republicans living next door, do not tell prospective buyers, according to this research. 2 in 3 sellers, 68%, would not willingly disclose their haunted house to potential buyers. And again, people would rather live in a haunted house than next door to outspoken Republicans. This is amazing. Just amazing stuff. 18% would offer $100,000 below market value for a haunted house. Well, what are they going to? But they'd rather live in a haunted house than next door to outspoken Republicans? Amazing. It's over at realestatewitch.com if you want to see the study. It tells you something. I'm not sure exactly what. Actually, I think I am. Outspoken Republican. You know, who wants to live next door to somebody who's got a 20-foot Trump flag flying? I sure would. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And a reminder, Ali Velshi will be with us in the next hour if you want to call in. He's been a reporter. He's traveled around the world. He's lived around the world. He's just got a wealth of experiences you could ask him about. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. Your title isn't being monitored. Scammers can transfer it into their own names, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever even knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today by going to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you'll get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, as HomeTitleLock.com/TOM. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters. People like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Okay, dog parents, listen how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you look at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could have enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can, well, vary. Text fees may apply.
Flags and promised lands, but the vision slips through our hands. Jamie Vance and MAGA crew claim they know what's best for you, but their America's not what we see. Not the land of the brave, not the home of the free.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and that was the J.D. Vance song. I should have let that play a little longer. Anyway, Bill in Princeton, Minnesota. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
This new proposal by Donald to make a Department of Government Efficiency, which will be run by the richest man in the world, a foreigner from South Africa, and he's going to determine where to cut the budgets. Doesn't this make this red flag go up for everybody that he's going to be responsible? He's already an employee of the government through SpaceX and Starlink, and I mean, who really wants the richest guy in the world to tell me what government programs I should have?
Who, according to his brother, came to America as an illegal immigrant. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's just another cherry on top of it.
I know. But I'm with you. You and I both know, Bill, the programs that, the richest man in the world would eliminate here in the United States in the name of government efficiency. It would be anything that benefits anybody who's not the richest man in the world. I mean, you know.
Well, he's making money off the government, so there's more money for him if he can eliminate this other stuff. Why isn't this a focus by the Democrats? Does anybody really want the richest man in the world dictating what programs and what monies are spent on the taxpayers?
Yeah. I think, you know, you go back and you look at that Pennsylvania rally where Elon Musk was dancing on stage, and it sure looks to me like Elon Musk owns Donald Trump, not the other way around. Trump is
big time.
Very deferential to him. Musk was giving Trump the look like, you know, you're my employee here, son. I'm very, very troubled by it. I'm also very troubled by what he's done with the world's largest social media platform, or at least the world's largest short form social media platform. I think Facebook might be larger, but.
Why isn't that an alarm bell for people not to vote for Trump so that we have the richest guy in our government midst?
Well, I think it is for Democrats. I think for Republicans, they don't care. As long as Trump goes after, you know, black and brown people and the queer community, they're good. They're good. I have no idea.
It's going to work out very well for everybody. Yeah. I wonder how long it's going to take for people to wake up and realize they got screwed.
I think it's going to take probably a generation. I think the history books are going to have to deal with this one. Although, you know, it is entirely possible. I mean, you look at how quickly we forget, you know, how quickly former presidential candidates get marginalized when they lose, you know, like Mitt Romney or John McCain. When that happens, the former governor of Massachusetts, when that happens, I think that when Trump loses, let me rephrase that. If Trump loses, then I suspect that there's going to be a collapse, a very rapid collapse in support for him. I think you've got some very ambitious Republicans out there, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton. Ted Cruz, Mike Lee. You got a bunch of guys there who want to be president or they want to be the big man on campus. And Trump has been kind of holding them back. And Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott, et cetera. You know, I think the governor of Georgia is probably, you know, seriously thinking he would like to be president, although, you know, who knows? I don't know, you know, what, how Brian Kemp thinks, but, you know, it sure seems that way to me. I think that there's going to be, I think they're all going to run away from him really fast and just let him go to prison. And
the 12th Amendment thing is that I hear you and Greg talking about, I've read up on it. That seems like a pretty, for sure thing.
It could be very problematic if this is a close race. It could be very problematic. Bill, thanks for the call. Great question. Thank you so much. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just want to thank you so much for your show. You're incredible.
You're welcome. I'm having fun, so I appreciate your kind words.
Yes. The old man Trump has dementia, and everyone can see it. We need to call it what it is. Yeah. Trumpsters, you're delusional to vote for your elder with dementia. A lot of people who get dementia, they get angry. That is one of the symptoms.
Yeah.
As well as not knowing what the hell you're saying and making up stories.
Yeah.
The example of seeing the circles, did he think Biden was the captain of the Enterprise starship beaming up people? Nobody knows what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And
no.
Then at...
Oh. No, keep going. I'm sorry.
It's okay. At the town hall with Kristi Noem, he just stood in place to dance for 39 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
He didn't lift his feet. He didn't move his arms. That is what people look like with dementia. He's not capable of answering questions now. At least he didn't. The one good thing about that town hall, he didn't spew a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
And
I don't get it, Jessica. I get what you're saying, and it's very clear that he's slipping mentally. I'm not sure that he's in full blown dementia. I realize there's a whole kind of media feeding frenzy around this on MSNBC in particular. I think he just didn't want to answer questions. I think after two questions where he had to BS his way through not answering them, he just decided, hey, it would be more fun to listen to music than answer questions. I'm predicting that was the last town hall he will ever do, because he does not like answering questions. He didn't have his teleprompter. He couldn't give a speech, you know.
His father had this dementia.
His father died of Alzheimer's.
When his father was 80, he didn't recognize his kids.
Yeah.
Trump is in. He's in it.
He's two years away from that. Yeah.
But you can see his face, too. He can't even smile. He makes these weird grimaces. Mm-hmm. He looks demented.
Yeah. I'm hearing it, and I'm not disputing it, but I think that, I'm a fan of Occam's razor. I really think that he just didn't want to answer questions. I don't think he decided to listen to music because he has dementia. I think he did not want to have to talk policy. Because he knows how badly that turns out.
Right, and when he does answer questions at the economic, I forget who he held that.
Yeah, it was Chicago Economic Club.
Or the yes.
Economic Club.
And when they said, no, tariffs are not good, he always goes on that attack and counters, well, you don't know anything about tariffs.
Right, yeah.
I know.
It's getting strange here, Jessica. It really is. And, we'll just have to see. All we can do is get everybody we know out to vote. And there is no vote that doesn't count. Even if you don't live in a swing state, it's important to vote because we have to have this overwhelming victory, both in real numbers and in electoral college numbers, to be able to fight off the inevitable Republican claims that the election was stolen from Trump. So, Jessica, I got to move along. But thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Will in Miami. Hey, Will, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I am an American black guy. I've been a listener to you since your Air America days.
Oh, my. Well, thank you, Will.
This is my first time coming.
Well, thank you.
I have a question. I hear a lot about how Trump and his team is going to screw around with the election and everything. But what I don't hear is that what is we Americans are going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what systemically is being planned, or what the plan is systemically to do about it once he starts. Because we know he's going to start already. But I got to believe that there is a plan going forward. Please tell me there is a plan going forward.
Yeah, it kind of exists in a couple of different levels. On one level, the big picture plan, which Kamala Harris has talked about at some length, is passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which explicitly says voting is a right, not a privilege. Right now, because the Supreme Court has ruled that gun ownership is a right and not a privilege, if the government wants to take away your gun, they have to go to court first and prove before a judge or a jury that they have a good reason to take away your gun. But if they want to take away your vote, all they just do it. They don't even have to tell you. So if we make voting a right, it's going to be a lot harder for Republicans to, you know, purge people off voting rolls and things like that. So that's the long range thing, and that's really important. That's a structural fix. Short term, what's going on is that the Democratic Party has hired some real crackerjack lawyers. They've got some really good people out there who are, preparing for this, because we've seen this movie before. We saw Trump do this 4 years ago, and they're pretty much telegraphing their moves. So we're not going to get caught flat-footed this time, Will. I think it's going to work out okay. I really do. I think you're going to have some real problems in some of the swing states, but I just don't think they'll prevail. I hope I answered your question, Will.
You did, and okay. I just got to say that I have a lot of friends with their hair on fire, and I'm the one that usually try to put it out
for them. So well, tell them to get everybody they know to vote. I mean, that's the important thing. This is going to be a turnout election. That's what counts. Will, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I read their exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work, you're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. Yeah, if that's the case, clear out your medicine cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off everything on their website. That's CB Distillery, and to get that 20% discount, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. cbdistillery.com, code TOM.
Laughing at your show, you follow every word from the man in the glow. You're crazy, mad people living in a dream. Too radical and foolish, tearing at the seams. The world is making fun.
It's 52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Thank you, Guru. I'm sorry, this may be a little stupid, but a friend of mine, good friend, Trumpster, called. The end of this call, he ended up hanging up on me, and we have not spoken since. But he said Kamala on purpose, and I said, well, you know, Donald Trump. And he goes, what? Donald, are you out of your mind? It's Donald. And I said, yeah. It's Kamala. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, my.
And it really, and I think that only in response, never aggressively, but only in response, whenever they say Kamala, we say, well, you know, Donald.
Yeah.
It invokes rattled and addled, which is what he is.
Yeah. What I'm seeing in print, you know, where people are spelling things out, where people are writing things, is people spelling his name as D-O-N-O-L-D.
That's good, too.
Yeah, Don Old. So, you know.
Right, right.
But, I think that... like you said, you know, maybe in response, but we're better than that. You know, we're better than name-calling.
Yeah, only in response, never aggressively. Yeah. Only in response and only to teach.
Yeah, there you go. David, thank you for the call. Spot on. Jill in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Jill, what's on your mind today?
Well, for one thing, David just stole my line. I was going to say the same thing about mispronouncing, but only in response. Now, I'm getting now that we're getting down to the wire, I'm getting a little bit nervous, especially the more because I watch all the shows, especially when they interview Trump supporters or the supposed undecided voters. And whether they're talking, you know, if they talk about the two impeachments, 34 criminal convictions, adjudication that he's a rapist, bankruptcies numerous, fraud, scamming, and, you know, it just goes on and on. And it doesn't seem, nothing phases them, even this recent with the COVID machines to Putin. But the one time I really recall seeing them really angry and getting their backsides up is when they were told, oh, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for their guns.
Yeah.
So I was, why haven't they pushed more? They're coming for your porn, which is a big component in the Project 2025.
You're right. They want the Comstock Act, and the Comstock Act outlaws porn. In fact, J.D. Vance wrote a letter to the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, demanding that the Comstock Act be immediately enforced.
Right, and I don't think they realize. I mean, obviously Kamala can't put something out like that, but surely there's going to be some PACs that can.
Well, yeah.
I know there are even some porn stars out in Hollywood that have banded together and are doing it very limited.
I was just going to say,
you need a big.
Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
Well, it seems like you need something succinct, something bullet, you know, the bullet point, just bam. And that coming for the porn, you know, to me, I don't think they realize it. Because when you see them interviewed, it's like they're clueless or they just don't care.
I haven't
checked. And the other thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, keep.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to cram everything in. My other thought was that. With the ridicule, and again, it has to come out by a pack.
Yeah.
But Jordan Klepper did a really good one last Thursday on the 10th in his monologue, Real Men, it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was making fun of his manliness, you know, because so many of them, they do this as always alpha male and everything. Yeah.
Well,
and
now I will jump in because I've got 30 seconds here. I have not checked any of the porn sites to verify the veracity of this, but I have read in the newspapers, like Associated Press, that several of the major porn sites are now basically running ads that say, you know, if Project 2025 is implemented, this site will no longer exist. You know, if Donald Trump is elected, this site will no longer exist. And the one thing that we do know is that online porn consumption in the United States on a per capita basis is higher in red states than in blue states. So
I think a couple of years ago they said Utah was number one, which surprised the heck
on a per capita basis. Yep, you're absolutely right. I remember that. Quick one, Jill.
Oh, yeah, one final thought, a split screen of Elon and Donald dancing, and then with this statement, and you want to be my latex salesman,
right.
Which is the Seinfeld reference.
I get it. Jill, thank you for the call. Okay, we'll be back with, hopefully, we'll be back, you know, as I said, internet gods willing, we'll be back with Ali Velshi on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
News from the center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll break down Vice President Harris's interview with Fox News and a what's worse, be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.